good morning, and those good afternoon to those on the East Coast. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight I receive through my intuitive vision. The show focuses on self-empowerment and where you can reclaim your divine inheritance. I am here for you during this times of accelerated change on our planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all could get through these times that are literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do. I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I ask you to be specific and ask, stick to one question. So before we get to, I do want to give the phone lines out to 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And as you're dialing in, I just wanted to update you on a few things that are coming up that we're giving, putting out there. We are having a free teleclass this Friday on the 18th, and it's part two of Money Sense. So that's part two of Money Sense, the discussion I had with Dave Turco, good old friend Dave Turco, and that is going to involve answering questions that we received after that class. That class you can still access to and listen to and join us with the conversation, and you will have access to it for until we decide to have another free teleclass. And so you could read and catch up on that on the events page at the website of www.carrieoconnor.com, and go right to the events page, and it gives you directions. Money Sense Part 2, that is this Friday, and that's a free teleclass. We're also very excited about a new thing that we're offering. It's called Your Essence, and that's where I'm using Bach Flower Remedies, and I'm using, when you use Bach Flower Remedies, if people aren't familiar with them, Dr. Bach, who was an English biologist, MD, several MD, PhDs, doctor from England, he was 100 years ago, he discovered that when he used plants' essences, that they had a profound effect on healing. And so what he came up with is over 100 different essences that affects stress, affects fear of flying, affects fear of different nightmares. They have all these different things that he found out when he uses them that they had a profound effect on them, and they're natural, so they don't go against anything that you're taking. So they really have a wonderful effect on people with opening up. And so we're going through this huge accelerated growth period right now where the changes on the earth are obvious to every occupant on this earth right now. And what we are going through is stepping out of fear, in this real primordial fear of fight or flight, and stepping into love, into pro-action. That's what I keep on saying over and over, that this is the year for us to be proactive, step out of our fears, go beyond our worst nightmares, and get proactive into any part of our life, job, career, relationship, anywhere where you are accepting mediocrity. Mediocrity is not what we are here to accept. It's not part of what a master would accept. And and you as a master, you as a spiritual being having a human experience, we're really being encouraged to look at those aspects in our life. And I know there used to be a saying, and I'm sure there's still a lot of pins that are out. I used to see a pin, what would Jesus do? And so this is where we're getting encouraged to think of ourself as the spiritual being having a human experience. So it's, what would Carrie do? What would Benny do? What would Dr. Pat do? And so it's not that we're calling ourselves a God, but we are claiming our birthright, and that is that we're all, each and every single one of us, are a God piece. And so what Your Essence flowers do is that working with these flowers, I've been working with these for years, and a lot of people are familiar with Rescue Remedy because he combined five different flower essences together that really helps with any kind of stress any kind of stress. It's called Rescue Remedy. Any kind of fears, new beginnings, and stress could be wonderful new stuff too. So you, what I was guided to do through my guides is that you can put up together, you could put more than seven different essences together. So there's a questionnaire that you fill out, I will then take your questionnaire. I will take your formula, and then I will start working with your energy field. And this is, I could do this around the world because just like I could read you around the world, you don't have to be here in front of me for me to start working on aligning and realigning your energy fields, your meridians, your templates into the, opening them up to a deeper connection to the earth so you're staying more grounded, and then in also to the universal ovens, energies of above, universal energies of, think of as above, so below. So this formula is uniquely for yours to bring out your essence, and it's the use of the box flower remedies. So we're very excited to work with these and bring with these, bring these essences to you. So if you could, what you want more information, those are on the website, and we are going to have a mass email going out. Actually, we just did, we put another one out this week. So if you're not getting our newsletters and or seeing what's happening in and around us, you should really check us out at carrieoconnor.com. Again, www.carrieoconnor.com, and our email address is union1111@yahoo.com, because we're also very excited to bring in together. Now we're starting development groups. And so when I'm telling everybody that the key to remember who you are, to realign yourself, to have you step out of that paralyzing fear where people could get so far and they know that their next step is to face a fear, meaning they want to leave a job, so then they have to take that next step and to apply for that other job and to go after that other their dream job. And so this is where we're doing circles, where we're going to be offering three different classes. Two of them are mediumship development circles, so we're going to be meeting once a week, and they're offering two classes, and so you have an option of taking them at two different times, once a week, and actually you could join twice a week if you feel like it, and that's where you're going to be getting tips, you're going to get attunements, we're going to get in questions and answers, and you are going to get a chance to read, and so you will be reading, and I will be guiding you on how to tune in your reading skills, and so we're very excited to bring those. Those are called the mediumship intuitive circles, and then we're also going to be starting in May a 4-month boot camp. So we have the 6-month spiritual boot camp. We have the 6-month mentorship class that is going around right now that is very popular. People are really having some wonderful results with that. And so this is where people might not want to, for whatever reason, 6 months didn't appeal to them, and so 4 weeks might. So that's going to be starting in May, too. So we have lots of stuff happening at the end of April, beginning of May, so you can check out all these happenings. And all of these are for to help you remember who you are. We're all about empowerment, self-empowerment, because what I've noticed is that, especially since April, that here in Connecticut and in New England, we're really getting into the spring, and we're starting to get out of the winter period where we tend to go into our shells and caves, and that's the appropriate period for us to hibernate, and now it's time for us to take action. So we're having a further push and urge to take more action, and so we're feeling it in our bodies, minds, and souls. And so this is what we've created some a lot of different things for you to be able to create to help you, support you, and because this is what we love to do. This is what the whole show is about, to be able to help support you. When you're saying, what can I do about my job, my boyfriend, my this, or what can I do about, I want to leave, but I'm afraid to. All of these things, when we talk about energy exercises, when we talk about practicing, clearing your energy field, like by a non-cleared energy field, it's like not taking a shower. All of those are literal truths that that have been known for the ages. Now our job is to help people have that knowledge and know it down to their bones. And so when we know that, if we don't clear our energy field, then we're going to have a harder time manifesting anything, from a parking place to a job to a career, boyfriend, whatever you're looking for. So clear the energy field, the fast, the manifestation, the message that you're stepping into your birthright, and that our birthright is that we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. And that is what we are reconnecting, realigning, reawakening to. And so this is, and then you really step into authentic empowerment. And so we're going to be going to the phone lines, and the number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And when we get back from break, I will be taking your phone calls and be glad to be here on this Monday.
International speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The lifelong guidelines and life skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Picture yourself standing in the ancient stone circle of Stonehenge or gazing in awe at Egypt's Great Pyramid and Sphinx. Visualize participating in shamanic ceremonies at Machu Picchu or receiving a timely message from the Oracle of Delphi. Rejuvenate your path of personal growth and renew your spirit by traveling to the world's sacred sites with Body Mind Spirit Journeys and other like-minded travelers. Visit BodyMindSpiritJourneys.com or call 800-231-9811.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay area or online at TampaBayWellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor. And Benny, why don't we go right to this phone line, because I hear them burning up the my eardrums.
They are, and they're burning up my little tootsie fingers over here. They're working overtime. Let's run down to the south end. We have actually Holly calling in from Santa Cruz, California. So Holly, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Holly. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question about my son, actually.
About your what, hon?
My son.
Okay.
Okay. I think that he's trying to tell me something, and I'm not getting it. And it has to do with something he was holding when he died.
Holding when he... I'm sorry, Holly. It's really hard to hear you. Holding when he died?
Yes.
Okay, from your... All right. Something that your son was holding when he died?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I get the question right, you're asking me a question about something about your son was holding on to when he was dying?
Yes.
Okay. All right, what's December around your son? And also, who's Ralph? And if these names don't make sense, think about them later, because you showed me Ralph of the Honeymooners, and so I want to recognize Jackie, Glenn, and write all these names down, because these could be live people, people that have crossed over, people that are in your circle, people coming into your life, okay? And
okay.
Also, again, he's showing me again, Ralph, he keeps wanting to say to the moon, you know, when he used to do the to the moon Alice, right? So you can get into the name Alice, right? And all of those people from that show, right? And because he keeps on saying to the moon, to the moon, to the moon. He also showed me the month of December. He also wants to show me the number 12, 12, 12, 12. So pay attention to seeing the clock and seeing the number 12, 12. That's his sign that he is there, okay, for you, and that he's okay. Also, he shows me that I'm seeing, I was raised Catholic, so all my symbols are going to be Catholicism, from Catholicism. He shows me a cross, a crucifixion in his hand, and he puts his hand out, so it looks like a necklace, like a necklace or something that feels like religion in his right hand. But it doesn't always have to, that Holly, doesn't mean have to be physical to mean that. It means if sometimes it's physical and other times it is like a energetic or symbolic. And so what he is saying is like, and there's a sense of him where I see his head turned to the side, and I'm seeing my cousin Jimmy. So I want to recognize the name Timmy. My cousin Jimmy died at 16 years old of this very rare kind of cancer, and he understood later that he came in when he went over there, he understood that he was the greatest teacher of the whole family, and I mean my whole O'Connor family. It has been for some generations, because his death was so profound in our family. It was like we had aunts die, we had young people die, but not my 16-year-old cousin. He was like a brother, and we're all very tight-knit family. So that's the one that rocked our world, right? That absolutely influenced every single 21-03 O'Connors the rest of their life, as far as what his death did. And so I'm sharing it with you because I'm seeing the same thing with your son. So that means to me, when I see an equal son, it goes to my history, not to talk about me. It means that he understands that he came in here as a teacher soul, that he comes in and his and going through. So think of when I'm seeing the cross and the crucifixion, that Jesus came in and martyred himself for the group of the whole too. So there's a part that they come in as far as teachers souls to be able to for people to be able to Jimmy is why I do what I do right now, Holly, because I saw all my life, and I, as far as seeing dead people, I communicated, and also part of my journey with a lot of stuff, traumatic stuff in my history, it was really important for me to be at home mom and feel like my kids were really supported and everything. And so that's what I pretty much put my life into, and that was, I was very happy that way. And then I started with getting more conscious, and then when my cousin died, it really was an opportunity for me to see how much that I could be of help of people, and how much being the bridger is such a sacred job. And so he is why I do this right now, because of Jimmy, to connect people to the other side, that offers profound healing. So he comes in as far as, again, doing a teacher's, like his teacher lesson, and again, something to the moon, getting all those names. I also want you, do you feel him around you, Holly?
Oh, yes.
Okay, because he's, and he likes to do physical phenomena. He also likes to play around, and I'm also seeing leprechauns, and he likes to bring in, and I don't know what's around March 17th, or the feeling of the March, the middle of March, or Ides of March. Also, he's talking about past betrayal for you and your history. So when they go over there, they see our history, including everything from that we had to grow up with, but they see it firsthand. can. They see it more like than we could. It's hard to describe here, but there. Let's say that we told them a story about what happened in our past, or we didn't tell them a story what happened in the past, and then all of a sudden they go over there and we saw that they can see that where we had a deep sense of betrayal, and then they could all of a sudden have instant understanding why we have some habits, why we could even check the doors twice or do something along those lines, down to a physical thing that we do, down to emotional things that we do, because he's talking about helping with a deep sense of betrayal, and he sees things, everything very clearly now. And so that's what he is giving you the cross to have you think of taking his death, and he's supporting you as the teacher role for you to go out and help other people and teach, to be the bridge or be the teacher, and that he's there with you every step of the way. And then there's not a part that he martyred himself for the group of the whole for no reason. You know what I mean? There was a part that he understands his role as a great teacher. He keeps on pointing to his chest, like, I take that in. I'm very proud of it. I understand this. I come in as the teacher of the whole family unit. But that family unit spreads very, very far. My cousin helps me do people and read people and affect their lives in Santa Cruz, California, and Thailand, and in Switzerland, and in Maine, and every across the world, because of what he rolled, pushed my had the ball roll, and I picked up. That's when it was my part that I picked up and ran with it. Free will I didn't have to, but it was my part of my life's path here. So he keeps on talking about you helping and bridging people through his death. Okay,
that totally makes sense.
Okay, good, because it's going to get clearer and clearer and clearer over, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, and the next 3 years. I'm seeing you feeling, but it's not going to take 3 years. I'm just seeing you in a total gold, like a laminated, think of it, it's like robe, and you're putting down this like staff, almost like a Moses, but a female version of a Moses, like I have arrived, and like I feel of empowerment of I can travel to sea, but also Moses traveled with his family through 40 years through the desert of feeling lost. So there's real family generational patterns here that you're helping to break, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
Holly. Completely fits what I've planned in my head, so that's
perfect.
Good.
Perfect. Well, I'm very glad. I'm very glad that you have a connection with him. I'm very glad that you are able to understand the symbolic language, because that keeps on going. The more and more you think about it, I know you're going to get more and more things, even as far as you with Moses parting the sea and your right hand going down with the staff. It's like a message that keeps on going when we keep on thinking about it, and besides being bombarded with the threes. So keep up the good work, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Holly, for calling in. She was calling in from Santa Cruz, California. Let's now move back up to the north end here. We have, let's look like Mark from Tacoma, Washington. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Sherry, can
Hi,
you hear
Mark.
Me?
Hi, Mark.
How
I couldn't help you today.
Well, I was just wondering if you see anything as far as romance for me, any women coming into my life? Or?
Okay. Yes, Mark. Especially, it's interesting because I see paternal grandmother, dad's mom, coming in, and she's blowing what looks like a dog whistle, and she's pointing over to your left shoulder. So left represents to me females, but also the way she's pointing, because she's standing there in the right side, so that means the coming into is also the male part. She's like, take from now, as far as April, as far as spring cleaning, as far as clearing out the past, and that also, because when I'm looking, Mark, in your energy field, I go to the left side, 5 to 7 feet from you, so that's the mental body. We have the spiritual, physical, mental, emotional bodies, and so when she's pointing to the mental body, so that's when we get into thinking part. So use the thinking as far as what you want in a partnership, and then also get it into, get really crystal clear with the feeling part, so we could think, yes, I'm ready for partnership, and then we want to get into the feeling part, and then bring that energy down into the inside of our heart, not on the outside, into the inside of the heart. And so she is helping you with that, and again, she's showing me as far as clearing out the past, getting really crystal clear, and especially when it gets into the mid-Junes. And so that's no time at all. So April to June is no time at all to clear out the past. And again, get crystal clear. Did you watch the movie The Secret?
Yes.
Okay. All right. We all, because where you're holding a lot, you know, the whole vision board, right? The law of attraction. A lot of people,
right.
And I'm seeing 80% of the people that when we first, this is where we're understanding new ways of manifesting, right? So the new ways, as in a lot of people, they identify what they want. They start clearing out the ways. And then when it gets down to the nitty-gritties as far as how important it is to put the feeling part of what we want in a relationship, that is the key, because that pulls in a more of electromagnetic pull than it does of thinking. So think of it. You could put a picture that is, a picture shows an image, but the feeling has the emotion. So get really clear with the feeling of what you want in the partnership. And especially it's bringing literally the vision board down from the mental body, that 5 to 7 part down into your heart, and that reflects that out. It reflects that out as far as a moving picture where you feel, sense, and know the person's right in front of you. And also when you're at sitting at breakfast, at dinner, when you're visualize the person right across from you, you're shaking your hand right, and you're shaking the hand of the partner right across from you, and start looking at that person right across from you in front of you. I call it the Scotty beam me up time. And that energetically also opens the doors for the person coming in, okay? And especially grandma saying mid-June. And also it's really important to do the work you're doing now, because what she's talking about is clearing, because it's paternal, on the paternal side. So it's clearing generations on dad's side of getting stuck in the coulda, shoulda, woulda mind. And so you're a bridger. You're the family generational bridger. And so she's congratulating you with that mark. And so this is where you're taking it further, okay?
Sounds good to me. I appreciate it.
All right, very good.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Good job, Mark. All right, we're going to go to the break, and we'll go back to the phone lines. You're listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of The Dr. Pat Show. Be back.
Go Green at the Go Green Expo, New York City's largest eco-friendly consumer trade show on April 26th and 27th. Purchase the latest eco-friendly products and services from hundreds of exhibitors and learn from the best of green leaders. Visit GoGreenExpo.com. Learn how to green your life and help your environment. See Dr. Pat in person and listen to her speak with other top eco-minded leaders. Go Green Expo on April 26th and 27th in New York City. Visit GoGreenExpo.com.
Do you or a loved one have chronic pain? ABC Health Solutions introduces Ferroblock, a fabric that relieves chronic pain with no side effects. Ferroblock's unique construction of micro-thin stainless steel and nylon interrupts EMFs, or high-frequency waves, from damaging our cells, causing inflammation and pain. Call 253-631-8270 or visit abchealthsolutions.biz to see a short video regarding Ferroblock. That's abchealthsolutions.biz.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Boston. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Back Bay Event Center in Boston on Saturday, April 26th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now. 1-800-654-5126 or visit hayhouseevents.com.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
A smooth journey, a creamy encounter, an odyssey to ignite the senses. Each spoonful of Greek Gods Greek yogurt and Pagotto ice crema takes you through an experience of mythical intensity. Greek Gods Greek yogurt, so natural, creamy and smooth with 5 live and active cultures, including probiotics. Greek Gods Greek yogurt is now available in pomegranate, honey, fig, non-fat, reduced fat, vanilla, cinnamon, orange, and traditional varieties. The Greek Gods are now also offering their new and exciting Pagotto ice crema line. Greek Gods Pagotto ice crema, a gourmet ice cream similar to the ice cream you find in Greece, with flavors such as baklava, honey pomegranate, and fig chocolate. Eighth Street. Find your own Greek Gods at your local grocery store. Visit the Greek Gods at GreekGodsYogurt.com and experience the myth.
Frequency. made with marine phytoplankton, is taking the world by storm. This live, raw, gluten-free whole food liquid raises your vibration and nourishes your body at the cellular level. It provides 400 times more energy than any other plant and is 90 to 99% absorbable. Find out more about this powerful and loving product by calling 877-428-7379 and ask for a free sample. Visit wholefoodliquid.com.
Bringing you fresh perspectives every day. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
To the Carrie O'Connor Show. And if you could, if you have any questions or want to know what's happening, because it's always new and wonderful stuff happening at the Carrie O'Connor LLC, look for up us. Our website is carrieoconnor.com. That's K-E-R-R-I-E-O-apostrophe-C-O-N-N-O-R. And we have a lot of new stuff happening. We are just popping at the seams over here as far as giving free classes, creating free giveaways, creating free, inexpensive group sessions, too, just to really being able to fit everybody's needs. So we're wonderful that, and we're happy that that's happening. And let's go to the free phone calls.
Hey, of course, they're free and a little tongue-tied, huh? You sound like
Yes, I know.
You sound like
I'm
me.
Like
sounded like me this morning a little bit. Hope Ray's doing better. We're going to go out to the East Coast. We have Ray calling in from New Jersey. So, Ray, welcome to the show.
Thank you. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
How can we help you, Ray?
I have some phobias things that I've been working on, but overall, I've come to peace with them. But okay. I was just wondering if you could tell me where they come from.
But you said phobias, Ray?
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Actually, it's interesting. When I turn you sideways, so think about my eyes go into this thing like MRI eyes, where your body starts turning in front of me, and you start showing me like different sections of a cross section of an MRI. And even as you were talking, before you even stated out your question, this is for everybody. I start seeing stuff, and so the first thing I was drawn to is the back, the past, and I go back. I mean, the back of you, and that represents past, and also your third chakra, big time. And so, and that's in the again in the past. So what I'm seeing is a lot of this is a past life hangover, and it was the ball that I'm looking at is the size of a basketball. So think of when you're saying you're working at it, you're actually right. Your energy body is a really good example of for somebody. Why is the benefits of doing working on things of realizing that, of bringing it up to the forefront, of bringing our worst nightmares up to our forefront so we could look at it to take the energy off of them, right? And so when I'm seeing a ball that's gathering and collecting the thing that's looking like a softball, think of that. It's good news because you're creating simply an electromagnetic. Think of like a ball that's going around and it's pulling up any kind of lower energy thing, any kind of thing that's attached to the phobias, and it's bringing them all up to the third chakra so then you can pull them up, and it's like getting to the root of the problem instead of keeping on putting stuff on, like compound W on the top of it, right? So you get right down to the root of the matter. So when I go down to the root of what the matters is, it goes down to many different versions of fear of being annihilated, and it goes off on the right side, so that's the male side, and it goes into having many, many incarnations of having where I see extreme lifetimes as far as some of them think of great leisure and having pomps and circumstances and people just like a leader and taking all my needs taken care of, and others of very extreme of under the gun. I'm seeing you doing like combat crawling as far as, again, a sense of leading people but feeling the extremes. And so there's a real part of think Ray of your foundations, your feet, your energy is very, very, very aware of any shifts of the world or energy going around you. And so let's say ever since you were a little boy, because I go back to your showing me your body at 1.5 to 3.5 years old, and your feet, the ground underneath you start shaking. So that means to me that something was getting shifted, and that when you were 1.5 to 3.5 year old here. And so let's say you went up to mom and said, what's going on? What's going on? And mom said, nothing, really nothing. And even it doesn't mean that it has to be a traumatic, huge thing like a molestation. It could be a move. It could be another child being thought of being born. It could be you starting to individuate and starting to realize that mother and father can feel shaky. And so then that will go to your hard drive, your cellular memory. And if they don't feel really stable, then it will go back again. But think of your computer down chips, and it will go to any part in your energy field where the world's not a safe place. And so think of that. You are clearing out a thing that's such a generational pattern. And as you are collecting all the energy in all directions of the space of time, it is cellular thing. It's post-traumatic stress that you're clearing out that goes back to, again, fear of being annihilated. And annihilated sounds like a real strong word, but annihilated could be of just annihilated, of being kicked out of a team. Think of a young kid in Cub Scouts. Everyone joins in. You thought you were in the team, and then they kicked you out. And there's a part of being separated and being, again, left off to fend for yourself. And the world's not a safe place. And so the more you step into this, the more that goes down to the root cause. I could go to 50 million other scenarios, but you know what the beautiful thing is? The energy, why you're showing me a softball with these tubes going up and electromagnetically pulling out anything that's not that, is that this is what we're doing to modern-day healing, where we don't have to go to every single one of those balls and say, okay, here's when you were a witch and you were hung, and here's when you were in the stockades, and here's where you were king. Here, we don't have to do that. We're collecting all of those times and getting rid of the fear to allow you to then tap to the gifts. And also, I see a grandfather handing you a pen, and do a lot of writing, or and even if writing is doodling and scribbling or doing infinity eights back and forth, especially go from your right hand to your left hand, right with your both hands, going back to that's really helpful to everybody at this time, where it's opening up the left and right parts of our brains. So write anything out, doodle, do infinity eights with your left hand, and then flip your pen over to your right hand. That's going to be really helpful for you right now, because it's opened up space in that heart and that third chakra and that what I call the starseed place, okay? So keep up the good work.
Wow, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing. Very, very nice. Thank you, Kara.
Okay, thank you, Ray. Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for all the work you're doing, because when you do that, you put that energy out to the universal grids, and anybody that has that terrifying fears, you help every single person on that place where we're all connected. So anybody with the similar phobias, you pump out this cooling, healing energy, and they could be off in Israel, and then all of a sudden they have less electromagnetic pull to go back into those phobias. Okay?
Well, I don't want to, going on, but I just want to say, for as much, every time I try and, work on these things, I just feel like it's, one step forward, three steps back. So I don't even feel like I'm making it any kind of, leeway. So
When I'm seeing that you have this huge softball on the back of your third chakra, I'm seeing leeway for sure. But that's the time. It's a paradoxically, it's I call it the mastery dance, where when I'm seeing this ball that's as big as a basketball, that usually they come in very small, that means to me that you're collecting all these things. So think of that. You're clearing, but we're clearing thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of layers that separate us from our original blueprints. Our original blueprints come down to that we are not separated from source, and so that means that we're all a piece of God. Think it and you will be it. And so so that's when we could be very hard on ourselves. We could say, well, good God, I've done this stuff, but I'm not feeling any leeway. Your body is showing me leeway by having you gather all those tubes into the third chakra, but paradoxically, it could be where it's like in any kind of healing tradition, they could call it a healing crisis. I don't like using the word, but it's very traditional that they'll say when you're about to do a major healing thing, you could go through a crisis. So that means that you could feel worse before you feel better, because it's all right up energetically, right up in your face as you're getting it rewired. So this is the time where you really get to practice your practice as far as an energy maintenance practice. Really important when you're going through this time right now, because that softball is going to get brought, even work on your second chakra. That's where I'm seeing as far as having your hands to be able to do the writing back and forth, do infinity eights, because it's getting your body involved with doing balancing things, having your hands go going back and forth as far as writing or doodling with two hands. It opens up different meridians. The meridians bring in more light. The more light goes out, and it starts eating away from those phobias, and even say I am balanced electromagnetically in all my phobias, and I get rid of any excessive electromagnetic energy that's holding me back in phobias. Direct your energy. You're becoming the director of the energy. So have those tools out. When you start to feel it going in, you have the tools out, and even if you just repeat over and over and over, I am directing my energy into light, and that's what you are giving your downloading that computer program instead of collapsing energy back into the phobias. That's the rewiring, redirecting, realigning. That this is literal. When I say those words, those aren't airy-fairy kind of words. We are literally realigning, rewiring, redirecting, and reconnecting to remembering who we are. All those R's, and all those R's meaning that we are the masters of having our experience right now. And this is a huge wake-up thing right now, and this is where people are feeling at their most part, where they're not making space, but or they could be feeling like stuck in between the two worlds. But when I see that your body has created pathways within itself to make more light, I can see on an energetic level where you are going. So keep on doing it. And if you have not had an energy thing that, or this is when we amp it up. When you're starting to feel that you haven't made the progress, then again, do whatever you do, start doing it more throughout the day. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Very good.
Bye.
Make love with food and lose weight. Join Master Result Coach Alfonso DeRose at Stargazer Bookstore in Bellevue on Friday, April 18th at 7 p.m. The key to maintaining your health and weight isn't in any diet. It's within yourself and your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com. Find out about Finformation, the weight loss method that will eradicate your overweight issues in the depths of your mind. Visit TakeYourRisk.com.
Louise Hay has shown millions of people how to heal their lives. You can be next. Now, Louise's inspirational life story is captured in the new You Can Heal Your Life, the movie. This loving portrait of Louise and the impact of her life work features guest appearances by Wayne Dyer, Cheryl Richardson, Doreen Virtue, and more. See the movie that's changing lives, now available on DVD. To watch a free preview, visit www.youcanhealyourlifemovie.com.
There is within you a power so great that you discover in the one command. This revolutionary new book is taking thousands to success in moments. The one command stops your negative thoughts in their tracks. In this teaching, you are able to reach naturally and easily into the deepest levels of yourself and make remarkable changes in your life. Go to commandingwealth.com and start your new rich future now. Order the one command at commandingwealth.com.
Are you one of the millions of frustrated people who can't take off weight or keep it off on a low-fat or low-calorie diet? It's hard, isn't it? Well, don't despair another day. The Sugar-Free Miracle Diet is the answer to your prayers. I'm Karen Bentley, and I lost 130 pounds on this program. I'm also the founder and CEO of the Sugar-Free Miracle Diet Company. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com, that's sugarfreemiracle.com, and get started today.
From a place of special energy, the Sedona tools are specially crafted to work with the disruptive emotional energies of traumatic experience. You can release and resolve the past, move gracefully through the present, and attract the future you wish with power that's already yours. Your intent and creative visualization. Now work with the right tools. Visit thesedonatools.com.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's PolarisBusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Listen live at 1150kknw.com. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest talk show for the Dr. Pat Show. And Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
All right, I'm all about it. Just trying to shake things up a little. Hey, Lynn is over here in Silverdale, Washington. She wants to say hello to you, Carrie. So, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. How can we help you with today?
Well, very quickly, I have been doing some visualization with my clients, mm-hmm. and asking them to do some for themselves. And I'm wondering, Carrie, should I continue that, and how effective will it be?
Okay, so explain to me, you're doing visualization with clients, and that you're asking
yes.
them to also do visualization for their for
yes.
themselves.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Uh-huh.
Yes.
It's really kind of fascinating. Benny and I were talking about the Dalai Lama coming to Washington this weekend, and it just was, he reminded me, and then here, this is your next phone call. And I remembered when in the year 2006, he told the Buddhists not to meditate anymore. And it was right before Christmas. And I remember because it was like, I happened to be doing a class and it was like, people were shocking. What do you mean don't meditate anymore? What do you mean don't meditate? And so meditate, think of this as visualization, where this is an answer to your question, right? And so what he was saying was not as far as not having people meditate, but what he recognized is what, like I'm saying, as far as to the caller earlier, as far as we can hold our visualizations, and you want to have your clients start to get active. This is the year where we are in co-partnership. We are in partnership with Spirit. We're in partnership with our clients. And so we absolutely, the times that we've had in the past, even with healing, that we handed, here's the problem, person, like healer or master, or heal it for me. We need the client's energy to put in it. And the more energy that they put in it, the more effective it's going to be. Does that make sense? Because
yes.
When they put their
absolutely.
Energy and they put their time and they put, that's where I'm saying as far as being the vision
yes.
board, I see more and more people's vision boards in their mental body, which is great because it took a lot of time for them to even put it in the middle, in the mental board, mental body. So that's wonderful, but I've noticed more people that have they don't have the tubes, they don't have the energy pulling it down to into their heart, and that's part of that. The process,
mm-hmm.
just a process, gestation period, and also knowing that's what, how do we manifest? And so, if we
yes.
want to visualize, the client has to be a part of it. I mean,
yes.
has to sounds like a strong word, but it is absolutely the way we're going to having it. Going back to the Dalai Lama, it was all about being
mm-hmm.
proactive. He said that he wanted people, instead of being in 7-5 hours of meditation, to go out there and what are people doing in an active state. So it's like taking
yes.
action. So it would it's the next mm-hmm. step that we're doing in our evolutionary process. So it's very empowering for them, and go to the next step after if they get into conversations, if they felt like they couldn't even do just one thing of what, then go to the place of where their saboteur would be and where their, you know, we all want a fast food society where somebody could come in and hand us a pill to make something happen very fast, right? And you know what,
mm-hmm.
I see part of that is two ways where that's also part of us waking up to our mastery, and part of that is where we know that
yes.
we can do stuff instantly, that we could push and part the seas. That's part of our lineage, and so
mm-hmm.
that's the dance of the master. Part
mm-hmm.
of the dance of yes, we don't
mm-hmm.
have to do anything, but there's a part where most of us aren't part of the sea yet, right? And so as we're learning and as we're rewiring, reawakening, reconnecting to that, that the participation is really, really important. It's the difference between manifestation in 1,100 watt acceleration versus 50 watts. And it's just going to get more and more obvious, because this is what we have written in our DNA, that we are taking responsibility for our own healing, and that we're here to remind and we're here to help people, right? But it's really, it's so important that we are the writers of our script. We wrote the script when we were in our higher self-consciousness, so we're sitting there as guides helping us to support them to remember, to reawake, to realign. So absolutely, yeah. Not only be effective, it's a handing down the what I see is like the marathon baton.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Do you see me doing a lot more of this in the future? I mean, like really expanding my practice.
Absolutely, and especially, Lynn, taking off for what I just was saying, that where I thought the secret, and there's tons of these Moses codes, there's a lot of new books out or tapes out or movies out about manifestation, how to manifest, right? And then, but one thing that needs to be taught or is looking to be spread around is exactly what we're talking about, how to take it down more into that physical, into our body. And so that's where I've seen you're taking that and bridging it and having it go further, like updating the visualization and how to hold it into the heart space and reflect it all. Nothing, everything is within, so nothing's without. So how to create the base within yourself and have it created within before you reflect it out. That's what I'm seeing people are looking to bridge, because that's the key to successful visualization, that they have to see everything, not lacking within themselves, okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thank
Very
you
good.
So much.
Well, you keep up the good work.
Wonderful.
All right.
I will. And you
All right.
do, too.
I've been listening,
and I'm going to call in. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks very much,
Thank
Lynn.
Thank you very much, Lynn.
Yeah, appreciate it. And we're going to have one more caller for today's show, Carrie. Let's go to Sylvia. She's been waiting so patiently. She's calling in from Belle Plaine, Minnesota.
Hi, Sylvia. How are you?
Hi, Carrie. I am excellent.
Very good.
I had a question today about I'm getting some dissatisfaction with the job that I'm in right now, and I was wondering if that was just spring fever or if there's something deeper.
Okay, no, I'm seeing that the men are coming in. Your dad's in spirit?
My father-in-law just passed.
Okay, that's your... Okay, so they always drop the in-law part. So dad just... So think of your father-in-law is coming in, especially he's giving you the numbers 111 and 11, 11, 111, 11, 11. He also is bringing in maternal grandmother, and I'm also seeing Babe Ruth Barr, so I want to recognize the name Ruth in both sides of the family, and that means husbands too. And so when I see wires crossed, that means father-in-law could be bringing in your family, and even though they didn't meet, and then crossing over to be your grandmother could be bringing in your husband's paternal grandfather. So that means to me they're creating this cross wire, which means support system, this weaving for us, right? And so what the father-in-law is saying is that it's much higher than dissatisfaction, and I feel like I'm confirming this for you, because your grandmother showed me 2-4, 2-4. So going back the last 4 years, but then the last 2 years in particular, and then the last 2 months, and now you're planting new seeds for all new beginnings. And so it's more than just job satisfaction. You were here to do our passion, do our job, do our passion, and do it. And then when we start turning into the time to make the donut posture that I call, it's like time to make the donuts, then we're here to go out and do something else, because we're here as creators, and that's when we hold the most highest frequency, and that's also when we are able to draw experiences, money. I mean, spirit and God, our God self knows that we need to pay mortgage for crying out loud and have insurance. So this isn't airy-fairy about, oh, just do it. If you don't like it, go out and do something else. It's about, yeah, go out and do something else. But this is reality that everyone knows that we need the money for survival. So you're hearing your soul's code, and this is all about new beginnings. So it goes much deeper. And they're saying it's more like 4 years. And again, the last 2 years, that it's coming up more and more for you. So really start looking, and you get a clean slate, and your father's giving you a big pen, meaning your father-in-law, because this is on the right side, is going out there and being proactive to looking to see what's out there, not having the mind chatter say, you can't do this, you need insurance, all those things that our mind can say, why not to do something, when our soul is saying, trust, allow, surrender. And as soon as we do that, we open up our energy field for the unbelievable and amazing to happen. But when we shut it down, it shuts down. So go for it, okay?
Okay, does that have anything to do with the belly fat that I'm collecting?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. So think of that, and that goes over what your grandmother's saying, 2-4, 2-4. So she wants to recognize 24 as far as the 24th of a month because she keeps the same 2-4, 2-4. Also pay attention to seeing the numbers 2-2-2 and 4-4-4. And also 2-2-2 numerologically means as far as 1-1-1s and new beginnings, 2-2-2s are your planting the seeds right now of what you want to manifest. And 4s are all about angels and masters around you and giving you the big okay. So think of your lineage, again, growing in, your family going in with their guides or angels, holding you, supporting you, and totally encouraging you, okay?
Okay, thanks, Carrie.
You're
welcome. Have a super day.
You too. And you've been listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I may you align with the divine, and we'll see you back next week on the Carrie O'Connor Show. This is Carrie O'Connor Show, and I mean, this is Carrie O'Connor for Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'll learn how to talk through the week, so... have a wonderful week, and again, may you align with the divine.